Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And right, since you guys, you know, you won't. Anyway, we've already been there. That said, yeah, man, you've got to go out and win these games without James Wiseman. Deal with what you've got. My hope is that it gets appealed down a little bit further.
Yep.
A few less games.
That certainly is what they're hoping as well. All right, Pat Forty scheduled to join us at 125. We're going to take your calls on this when we come back. 535-3776-535-ESPN. You want to get a word in, we'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 90s here on FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Hi, I'm Shayna, a service tech at Pep Boys. It's important your vehicle is ready to get you and your family through the holidays safely. With nearly 1,000 service and tire centers nationwide, you can depend on the Pep Boys pros to keep you and your vehicle safe. And during this holiday season, Pep Boys is proud to partner with the Marine Toys for Tots program. Bring in a Toys for Tots donation to any Pep Boys and receive a text-in code for a discount off select purchases and services as a thank you for your generosity. Message and data rates may apply. Add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 CR-V from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit kbb.com for more information.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Hewlett & Dunn, nestled on Old Town Square in Collierville, has 4,000 square feet of the largest boot selection in 200 miles. International boot legends Luke Casey, Double H, Red Wing, Ariat, Justin, and Tony Lama. Hewlett & Dunn has rubber hunting boots by Dryshod and recently has expanded the selection of safety work boots. Filson Honey Gear, biggest selection in three states, and now carrying Duckhead. Western wear, hunting attire, jeans, belts, hats, and more at 111 North Center Street, Collierville on Old Town Square. You need to stop by Hewlett & Dunn? You bet your boots.
I am the Liftmaster.
Well, if you really want to be a hero, join DoorPro and Liftmaster to help the LeBonner Children's Hospital Radiothon. DoorPro is an authorized dealer of Liftmaster, and for every new garage door installed this month, DoorPro will donate $25 to the LeBonner Radiothon. Free in-home consultations. Just call 901-DOOR-PRO or visit DoorProInc.com. DoorPro
and Liftmaster.
Be a hero. Call 901-DOOR-PRO today.
Your nationally ranked Memphis Tigers football team is back home on the Friday after Thanksgiving against rival Cincinnati. This is our city, our team, and our stadium. We showed the world what Memphis can do when we all stand together. And now it is time to do it again. Tickets start at just $20 and are available now at GoTigersGo.com or by calling 901-678-2331. It is Memphis Tigers football versus Cincinnati on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Sponsored by Sedgwick.
Tennessee has always been a state of pioneers. Hardworking folks just trying to find simple ways to protect their families. Which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. Need individual plans including dental and vision? Or you're a small business owner and want family coverage? No problem. Just click FBHP.com
Call us or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
ESPN. Do you guys have any fight left? I kind of don't. I ain't gonna lie to you. Kind of ready for this to be all over. Let's go to Philip. Philip, you're on.
What's up, Jason and John?
Yo,
hello, brother.
Fight is just beginning. This ruling really fired me up because it was if you had any doubt if the NCAA wanted to kind of do us in with the whole situation, they proved it yesterday. But I'm just hoping that we can appeal it, get it down maybe 3 or 4 more games to where he can come back for Tennessee. Cause that's the game I really want to see him in. Cause I do not want to take an L to Tennessee, but I just think that this is a great opportunity for us to rally around our program, our city, and around Big Ticket. So I just hope everybody still got some fight in them. And go Tigers, go!
Philip, thanks for the call. At least with the Tennessee game, though, if you win, you can say you did it without James Wiseman, and if you lose, you can just say you didn't have James Wiseman. You know, so it does provide you a little bit of like buffer.
You want James Wiseman for Tennessee?
Oh, you'd love to have James Wiseman for Tennessee.
Not to be a Tennessee guy, but your non-Wiseman team is higher ranked than their standing team. Would you say? I mean, that's just true. I'm not trying to be.
Well, we just watched it last night. I being a 4-point game with Little Rock, so I don't know if you can say that with how much confidence you can say it with. Would have felt a lot better about it before yesterday. But again, and I think it's you have to say this in defense of them with all this that's hanging over their
that's
head.
Right. That's right.
You can see having your mind on something else. I mean, those players didn't even know. Did you? We heard up John. We didn't even discuss
it. No, they didn't
know. They didn't even know till after the game. Penny had said it. He didn't tell them about the suspension. Like, so this is all looming. They got no idea what's happening. And they just see James is not out there. So, I mean, you have to throw that in there in terms of consideration of why they could have played so poorly.
Let's go to Dennis. Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, you're on.
Hey, guys.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Man, look, I just want to say a couple of things real quick. First, I think it's Jeff that comes on before you guys. I just, he said that everybody gets hit by the NCAA and this and that. Man, there's no way you cannot look at Memphis' circumstances and say we get hit harder. Just like you told the Wayne guy before y'all called him back, they cleared this guy. They cleared him. They released a statement, said they cleared him, then they made a mistake. Because they made a mistake, we're going to let him play. They did the same thing with Derrick Rose. We set Derrick Rose. They cleared Derrick Rose, and to this day, we've never heard any evidence, about what he did besides just not taking the ACT or whatever, but we've never heard a name or nothing, man. So for people to say that it's not biased, that's crazy to me because it's got to be something going on with Memphis and something that they don't like, man. And the other comment I'd like to make, I agree with you guys with the wins and losses. I think we might lose 3 games at the most, but, man, I take that. Without James, like you said earlier, Jason, it's good time for them to practice and get together without him. Because what if he gets in foul trouble?
100%.
You know, anything could happen.
Yep.
So, all I can say, I'm with the guy that just called, man. A lot of things, including civil rights, all kind of things, have been won with fighting. And sometimes you lose the battle, but you win the war, man. So go Tigers.
Hey, Dennis, thanks for the call, man. 535-377-6535-ESPN. Want to get a word in on the James Wiseman and the Memphis versus the NCAA case. You can do that. Let's go to Murray. Murray, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
Well, we're going to lose. Hey, they're taking them out for 12 games, right?
Mm-hmm,
but one
10
thing
more.
That people got to remember, the 12 games is not – it started a long time ago, 12 games. It started all the way back with TSAA because this is nothing new because you got to remember NCAA, TSAA has kids that are NCAA certified to even go to college, right? So this goes to tie in with TSAA and everything. So this is not just started. It started a while back. Remember you got it in May. Am I right?
I mean, I've said that I think this is he's being punished for the TSSAA violations, quite frankly, by the NCAA, which I think is asinine, quite frankly. Like, you got to get him on what he's done since he's been a college coach, not what he did beforehand. And the idea that you would put in your release, right, I think the words recruiting inducements were used when we know clearly he wasn't trying to get that kid to go to Memphis is ridiculous. That's where I'm at with. So that part I will tie the TSSAA, absolutely. They're using a charge from them to get him now.
Right. So what they done is that when they sent down the likely is ineligible TSAA, always remember TSAA, public information. They swapped information because, guys, remember that. They came up with the findings, what it was a few days before they ruled him ineligible, that Wiseman and Boyce were ineligible.
Appreciate you, brother.
Murray, thanks
connected.
For the call.
Yeah. He's saying. Yeah. Yep.
535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to Terrence. Terrence, you're on.
Listen, this has John Calipari written all over it. He snitched. He went back in and snitched. Now, that's the only reason they would reopen a case. NCAA has a lot of more things to do than to reopen a case, than to reexamine it again. Without somebody powerful pulling at their coattails, saying, hey, look at this. That's all it is. It's just Cal getting back.
Well,
that accusation has been made before, and hell, he ain't denied it.
Well, why would he? Why would he come out? Why would he even address it at all? Why would he? You know, that's just not – he ain't going to do that. But, Terrence, we appreciate the call. I will say, the attorney Richard Johnson, that quote kind of got circulated by the Daily Helmsman. He told me the same thing, that he accused Kentucky of being basically the reason why it opened up again. And we took it out of the – because you can't just say that.
How can you do that without any proof?
You can't say that. You just can't
throwing that around.
Yeah,
I know we'd all like to believe it's as simple as that, but you got to be careful with that.
Don't think it was Cal. I don't think it was Cal. Let's go to William. William, you're on.
Boy, man.
Yo.
I just want to say a few things, and I get your opinion on it. And I hear what Gary Pesh was saying, that other schools get violations done too, but it just seems like that every time Memphis has a great team, and I go back to Sylvester Gray and Marvin Alexander, we beat Louisville in the Metro Tournament, took our Final Four, took our 2008 Final Four. Every time, man, that we have a great team on the horizon, it's like they got a microscope on Memphis, and I just think it's unfair. And I understand some of the commentary to Gary Parrish and Jill Nottie saying, and you know, you have to be unbiased, but at some point, be a homer at some point, man, because we need the support from Memphis, because this is just not fair, man. I just want to get your opinion on that.
Well,
thank you.
Hey, William, first of all, we got to get it right. It's Giannotto. Giannotti is
a mob boss. Dude.
Yeah, Pauly Giannotti.
The dude in New York at the morning show on The Fan.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I mean, Kendrick Perkins came on here and said, go Burt.
Yeah,
I mean, in fairness, he is kind of a go Burt.
Giannotto is one of our own, so
John,
I like you getting that correct.
I think this is a really interesting call that I think you speaking to would be good.
Which is what?
It's the Fan versus the Keep It Real. I mean, that's what we're all circling around.
I mean, I think you can achieve both things. I mean, I think you can also keep it real. You can keep it real while also wanting good things for the local team. And I think that's kind of how we feel on the show. We certainly would not let we don't compromise our integrity. Our opinions are not bought or paid for, right? But I think we also acknowledge up front that we're both Memphians and we. Have always
went
been
to the school.
And we want good things for the program, but
absolutely.
At the same time, that also does not get in the way of opinions or what have you. I just think I don't think there is a there is no 100% clear side to this. I think you can come down on either side of this. I don't think there is necessarily when you look at the facts, a right or a wrong. I think it's really up to you to decide which side you're on. We go to Mike. Mike, you're on.
Hey, man, how's it going?
What's up?
Good, good. Listen, I think enough of all this pessimism. There's too much pessimism going around here. Now, we should be real happy we got Hardaway, first of all. I think it's one of the best coaches and best recruiting we've had here in a long time. Number two, you know, Weisman, whether he plays, you know, 12 games later or 15 games later, it's not going to matter. The main thing is we get in the tournament and we end up winning, and it might actually be better off for us because he'll probably be healthier come the tournament time. So, you know, so it's about winning that championship, and I don't see this hurting us in any way, actually. And him being here, you have to admit, you know, Penny's giving him the money, probably paid, you know, helped a little bit in him being in Memphis. And for him to be in Memphis helped for him to get into the program. So without that happening, he might not even have been here. And him being there helped with the recruitment of the rest of the team, which is the best recruitment class we've had in a long time. So I think all in all, it's a win-win-win. And, you know, yes, we'd like to see him there every day. But even if not, we're still okay. And we're still a lot better off than what we were before.
I think it's a fine point. I think it's a fine point that in the end, again, whether it's the number of suspended games is lowered or not, if it sticks to the 12 and he's got 10 more to do, like you've still got James Wiseman this season. There's still that part. So perfectly fair to feel that way. And maybe it's the way, you know, ultimately – again, especially if the appeal comes down and nothing changes, that we're all going to have to feel. Memphis will have a chance to decide things on the court, again, maybe with a little bit lower seed, but you'll have that chance with an eligible James Wiseman. There is some positive in that, no question.
Yeah, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, you're on.
Man, my thing is I'm with that guy. We got James. We got the ruling that we didn't want. None of us wanted it, but at the end of the day, we still got to play ball.
Right. Right.
And the rest of the team got to play, man.
And hopefully your program isn't hurt for the worst. Now, we'll see with 40 and this whole, you know, major infractions thing, but hopefully you got the ability to have more years like possibly you can. That's the other win in this thing. Now, we'll see what happens. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, can feel good about, you know, feeling I think is absolutely fair to feel and probably the right way to feel.
Yep.
Appreciate the call, bro. Yep.
Let's go to Joseph in Collierville. Joseph, you're on.
How you guys doing?
Yo.
So James is sitting out, and I understand that, these 12 games. But, you know, these are causing damages to this kid's life, and he's not being able to play with his teammates. Is some way to earth change somehow, you know, after college, can these guys, you got LeBron James, you got Reggie Miller, you have these guys speaking out, could they come back and sue the NCAA somehow and start to put pressure on them to change these things?
I mean, we're all hoping change is coming. You know, we're all hoping at some point James, right, wouldn't need 11-5 to move or whatever, right, and has the ability to make money off his name, image, and likeness, right? That's the thing is that we get caught up into these rules and they're antiquated and all that, and we're sitting here, but it's a rule. Well, the system stinks, and we all know that change should be coming. And so to sort of get stuck in this box where you're getting – right, you're getting hurt in old system when we know the system needs to be updated. To me, that's part of the hypocrisy too. So maybe I don't know what happens. We'll never know if this would have been the case. Maybe that, you know, starts the sort of coming apart of the NCAA maybe a little faster or not. But we all believe change should come, right? And the idea that this thing's got it figured out, the NCAA, when we know they've got nothing figured out, is ridiculous. That's why some of these rules, I just can't see how you're defending them on
absolutely.
It. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know change is coming.
Yeah.
And it needs to come.
Let's go to Johnny. Johnny, you're on.
All right. Thank you. Jason and John, I listen to y'all's show every Thursday when I'm up here towards the Jonesboro Earl area. And I love y'all's show. I'm from Arkansas.
Thank you, Bob.
Know what? I listened to y'all last weekend and y'all was talking, and you guys were talking about, you know, when they made that, when the lawyers went and met with the NCAA and made that agreement, you know, to drop the lawsuit. I look at it from another angle. Jason, John, how do you guys know that the NCAA made them make that agreement to drop the lawsuit to lessen the penalty? You know what I'm saying? I never heard y'all say it, look at it that way. And that's what I was thinking. And they're not going to knock off. Now, I hope they do, but I don't think they're going to knock off any of these games that he's suspended. But how come y'all ain't look at it from that angle?
Well, we did, Johnny. We said that was a necessary part of the process. In order to get to this resolution, the lawsuit had to be dropped. And that was a necessary part of the process. So we definitely did explore that. I mean, isn't that what he's asking? We said when you drop that lawsuit, now you can enter into, you know, your conversations and your discourse with the NCAA. You know, so I'm not sure what we didn't talk about. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on.
Hey, guys. Like everybody else, man. Love you guys. Show.
Appreciate it, bro.
Thank you, bro.
I tune in every day. Got a quick question. I heard Gary Parrish on his show speaking about Memphis got the 9-game suspension, and then they kind of gave them the extra games just because
that James played in them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 3 games that James played, they tacked that on.
Right. He was saying as if it was a extra penalty because he, you know, he played in them. And I'm glad you guys just said that because that was my question. So it is because they gave it to him on the back end and didn't take away on the front end. In other words, they didn't take away the 3 and they just added.
Right. They didn't vacate the 3 games that he played in or the 2 wins that he played in. They tacked on 3 at the end.
That he wouldn't play as a result of playing him.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Well, again, thank you guys. You guys have the best show. And I can't listen to that guy at 4 o'clock anymore. He has such a cavalierish attitude.
Chris,
appreciate that, brother.
You should always listen to every show on
all of our shows, brother. Appreciate the compliment.
You know, that is the great thing about our lineup is that I think every show has a different perspective on this.
Jeff was talking about this morning. You've almost got a different column from each one of them from a different standpoint, so you're getting a different view on each show.
And I understand that. Maybe there are certain things that Memphis fans don't want to hear, but I also think that, you know, it's kind of what I go back to with Clay. It's like I think a different perspective on issues is how we grow and how we sort of, you know, in life, you know, that's how we inform each other, you know. So not that I agree with – most of what Clay says, but I think it's always good to have a different view. We go to Jason. Jason, you're on.
What's up, Rudy and Poop?
What's up, Jason?
Look, guys, I've tried to come out of this with the best scenario possible.
Okay.
Even if James didn't play a rest of the game rest of the year, Kentucky still ain't got it.
There you go. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly right.
I ain't listening to a thing or I ain't reading nothing that Gary Parrish has to say. See ya.
Thanks for the call, Jason.
People just don't want to hear it, you know?
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. But
Patty pumping the Kango Kid.
Where'd that come from? Who is that?
Well, that was your old drop I just found. But what did he call y'all?
Patty pumping the Kango Kid.
What did Rudy call you?
Rudy and Poot.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
Jason claims that it's Rudy Poot. And not Rudy Pooh.
It absolutely is Rudy Poot. Go look in the Urban Dictionary.
This is this is first year.
You can actually find both.
This is one of the first year J&J debates. to go along with Dak Prescott versus Tony Romo.
I remember that.
One of the early ones was Rudy versus Poot. All right, we will come back. Pat Forty going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on Memphis versus the NCAA. This is important because this is sort of what's hanging over the program. We'll talk to him about that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
From all of us at ATC Fitness, we want to wish you a very happy holiday season. If you need a great gift idea, we have gift certificates available for them to start a new membership, or if they're already a member, you can still gift them a couple of months. Remember, all memberships include 24-hour access to the best fitness center in the Mid-South, along with Smart Start training and the best equipment in the market. We're always wanting to help make your new year the best year. Locally owned and veteran-owned, ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Prepared to be dazzled with today's Perks deal. 40% off tickets to Ballet Memphis Nutcracker featuring the Memphis Symphony Orchestra on December 12th through the 15th at the Orpheum Theater. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
It's the holidays, people, and our guys at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch told me to say a big thank you to everyone driving All-Star Chevys and to each of you wanting to buy a new Chevy to come to All-Star Chevy today. Test drive the Silverado, Traverse, the new Camaro. It's ABC simple. A, the All-Star Chevy Challenge to bring any written offer from any Mid-South Chevy dealer to All-Star so they can give you a better deal or buy you a tank of gas. B, better buying experience that's fast and fun for you. And C, customer care to take care of everything you need so all your future cars and trucks to be in the All-Star family. Because over 75% of All-Star customers are repeat buyers and no other Mid-South Chevy dealer can say that. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch, not South Haven, not the Pike, not Collierville, it's got to be Olive Branch. So go to allstarautogroup.com and find the Chevy you want. If you don't see it there, they can get it for you fast. allstarautogroup.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. If you need a roof for your home or business, we hope to hear from you and we will work hard to earn your business. We are experts and certified in residential and commercial roofing, siding, and gutter installation. We have been serving the Memphis area for over 20 years, and now with two of my sons working with me, we plan to be here for many years to come. So if you need a roof, please give us a call. On a personal note, what a great time to be a Memphis sports fan. With the Grizzlies' new look, the Redbirds, the 901 FC, and the Tigers football and basketball teams, it's going to be a fun year. Thank you to Coach Norvell, Coach Hardaway, and their staffs for your dedication to your student athletes, the University of Memphis, and to fans like me who have waited forever to have both the football and basketball teams ranked at the same time. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what you do.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A senior writer over at Sports Illustrated, and he had the interesting news yesterday that perhaps a major infraction case could be on the way for the University of Memphis. He joins us now. Pat, what's happening, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you know, I guess things have been better.
You tell us, how much trouble is Memphis in?
I'm sorry, boy, it's really hard to hear you. Could you run that by me again?
I was asking, how much trouble is Memphis in? Because everybody's looking at your article, and especially on that... You know, with the major infractions possibility. You tell us.
Yeah, I mean, this could end badly for Memphis. I don't think there's much doubt about that. They have got a situation where they took, you know, an eligibility case, and their handling of it, I think, has left them subject to an institutional infractions case, which would be two different things, but that... When the NCAA basically advised them to sit out James Wiseman and they said, nah, never mind, that, I think, turned this into a whole different deal. And while it might have been a popular stance to take at the time, it may have repercussions later on.
So Pat, some of our listeners are a little, I think, confused about what the major infractions case would entail. It would not be about the initial sort of violation, which was the 11,500. This would be strictly based on Memphis's decision to play James Wiseman. Is that correct?
Yes. It would be based on playing a player that was likely ineligible after being advised not to play him by the NCAA.
Gotcha. And then what would you say the likelihood is that they pursue that, you know, against Memphis?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Predicting what the NCAA is going to do is a fool's errand. But, you know, I think that they felt that there's certainly going to be a case to pursue. Now, you know, is it, what's the final result of it? Does it result in charges? Does it result in charges that become sanctions? I don't know. You know, my guess is that they would feel pretty strongly that there were not just a violation, but aggravating circumstances, because they were basically, they just said, no, we're not going to do what you suggest we do. But, you have to wait and see how this thing is going to play out and what the NCAA's next move is going to be. Will they, you know, will they file a notice of allegations? How long will that take? What will it say? And then how does Memphis respond to it?
Did you, with this, and in terms like you laid out, where Memphis plays him and then they say, you know what, is that because, you know, the NCAA needs to, you know, not have Memphis be a precedent where, hey, they played a guy when we said he was ineligible, right? Because you're already, right, adding three games to the suspension because of playing him. And so the idea that you come back with major infractions, is that because Penny's just, you know, basically, you know, the intention there, you're already getting him with the extra three games. I just wonder, why do the infractions thing? That's coming down pretty hard.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of another school that has...
No one, right, has done that, played them.
Well,
right?
Well, another school that's ever said, no, we're not going to do what you say we need to do. And so this is a pretty unique circumstance. I mean, it may seem like it's coming down hard, but I thought it was a pretty extraordinary step by Memphis to say, yeah, no, we're going to go our own way here, and we're going to put out a, you know, press release saying we're fighting for our guy and basically stick up two middle fingers towards the NCAA.
I think there's no
that
question.
That was always risky.
It is definitely unprecedented. But let me ask you this, Pat, because I think their contention might be that James and his attorneys got a temporary restraining order, meaning that Memphis could not make a – they could not withhold him based on any NCAA ruling, or they would risk being in contempt of court.
Well, again, it's very difficult to hear what you're saying. I'm getting like – total reverberation here on what you're saying to me. I think that what you're referring to is the restraining order
correct.
That the Wiseman's attorney got?
Correct. Memphis's contention would be they could not withhold him from competition based on that temporary restraining order.
Yeah, well, I mean, Memphis was absolutely arm-in-arm with him on this.
Yes.
And if they weren't, they wouldn't have put out the statements that they did from the president and from the athletic director. And so, you know, you can't just say, well, our hand was forced by James Wiseman's attorney. I don't think that's going to fly real well. First of all, it's a voluntary membership organization, the NCAA, and part of being in it is going by their rules. And if you've got somebody that says, well, we're going to sue to play, you can still turn around and say, we don't think it's in our best interest to play you. So I think the way they handled it leaves them susceptible here.
Obviously, Pat, you know the university's history with the NCAA, and I think some of that informed the decision making along the way in this instance. Had they decided to take the more conventional route and just sat him out from day one, obviously we can't know, we won't know, but do you think it would have just been a 9-game suspension? Like, do you think it would have just been that, and then everybody moves on? Like, would that be the assumption?
I think it absolutely would have been a 9-game suspension. There may have still been a further investigation, which, you know, that's kind of one of the weird things about the NCAA is there's, you know, there's a difference between an eligibility case and an institutional investigation. But I think their chances were much, much greater that this simply would have been a 9-game suspension and everybody moves on if Memphis hadn't handled it the way Memphis handled it.
If they pursue a major infraction, how much could it hurt the program, Penny himself, his ability to recruit? Just Pat, I mean, you've covered college basketball sports for a long time. How much could it hurt Penny if that comes down? Even just the notion of it, almost, Pat. I figure I can hear other college coaches saying, "Well, man, you don't want to mess with that because of what might be coming down." You know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I mean, I think this could ultimately. I mean, it could be a postseason ban. It could be suspension for Penny. I mean, it could be. I think it could be very bad for Penny. I don't know. I can't really, you know, say for sure what they will charge them with. But I would suspect that the possibility is out there, at least, that this could be something where Memphis ends up getting slammed. You know, we'll see how it plays out. We'll see how long it takes to play out. But if I were Memphis, I would be concerned going forward.
Hey, Pat, we appreciate the time, as always. Thanks for the breakdown.
All right. Yep, no problem.
Yep, he is Pat Forty, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. And to be honest, you know, and I don't think that was going to go anywhere productive, to be quite honest with you, but when Will Wade is still coaching, you know, when Bill Self is still coaching, when Sean Miller is still coaching, and I'm supposed to believe that they're going to come get Penny Hardaway, and he's going to be the guy that, like, he's the guy that gets slammed when all, you know, like that. I'm sorry. Like, I just, you know,
well, I mean, we knew the risk was there.
Right.
When they filed the lawsuit and they fought and they decided to look, James files a lawsuit when Memphis decided to play him. I mean, I was sitting here saying, I was singing about it. It's like, this is dangerous. And I even said, at some point, you've got to go to James and convince him, right, that you've got to pull this back. But you use that as leverage, and you use it hopefully to get a. But it just seems there's so much of this, Memphis broke the rule, they got to be punished, when we know, again, we've almost just assumed now that this 11-5 was paid to steer him to Memphis. Or we've almost said, well, okay, well, he's here, and it makes it easier for Penny to get him. But I would tell you that 11-5 was never given with the intent of getting him. Keep in mind, Penny, if you want to play it this way, Penny's a booster. He's supporting Memphis, right? He gave James the 11-5 to go to. Would he really have given it to him to go to a Memphis program that had Tubby Smith, right, who didn't recruit five stars, right? What would the chances have been of getting him, even as a booster, right? Yeah. If you're this, because that's what the spirit of this is, that Penny is a booster, what the word they use, John, inducements.
Yep.
That's the spirit of it. Do you really think that Memphis at that point, with the way it was recruiting, would have had a shot at James Wiseman? Tubby Smith didn't recruit five stars. Remember, he'd almost tell you that outright. Didn't have any time for it, right, because there was a lot of mess with five stars, and you'd have to read who you're recruiting against. So
come on again, to my recruiting room at my house.
The idea that they're getting hit with the hammer like that, a bag of hammers, as some people have put it, and maybe even more hammers coming, right, when we know this wasn't to steer him to Memphis, is ridiculous. But everybody's falling in, again, you've got sources with the NCAA, right? I mean, and so you go back to letter of the law and all that stuff, and I get it. It's in their book. You want to be a part of their tournament, so you got to follow their rules. But, again, the rules are being applied very loosely to say the least here.
And harshly. Loosely and harshly.
Well, with what you've got, if the appeal goes down and you get nothing else, absolutely harshly.
And of course, like the vindictiveness, obviously, according to Pat Ford, the vindictiveness. I mean, should the NCAA, as an organization who's it's in its mission statement to be fair and equitable, should the organization not be above this, above retribution, seeking retribution for a kid in James Wiseman who has done nothing wrong?
Well, they keep saying
not legally.
Right.
Not even in by all the NCAA's bottom, this kid has done absolutely nothing wrong besides just exist, according to them.
Folks are, I got, and TJ from Twitter, I love the conversation because it's usually good, and even when we disagree, it's civil. But he's asking me, how is Penny getting punished? I guess I said, you know, Penny's getting punished here. Well, no, we're not talking about games. I know Fran Fischel and others suggested that. But you tell me, this is a guy that's come back, right? His mission's to win a national championship for the program, complete the circle, as he's talked about, that his coach, Larry Finch, always wanted to do. Win a national championship with Memphis guys. Penny's doing it with national guys, with Memphis guys. How is Penny getting punished? No games, at least right now, no. But when you, again, and you go back to 40 here, and I'm assuming he's plugged in, like we say, and is talking to NCAA.
No question.
When you put that in the story that this is hanging over you, think about how this goes down when Penny goes on the road to go recruit Jalen Green. Think about how it goes. What's Oregon or whoever else is going to be on Jalen Green? What are they going to say when it comes to, hey, Jalen, who else you considering? Oh, Memphis? Oh, well, I don't know if you saw, but 40 had in there that, forget the Wiseman stuff, they said more could be coming for Penny. How does that not hurt Penny? It absolutely hurts Penny.
Yep.
Okay? So I'm not just talking about how is he punished in terms of he didn't get games right now. I'm talking about a program that's his freaking blood. Right? Gave $1 million to, some of y'all want to call him a booster, right? That program, right? His ability to complete that circle and win a national could be very, John, hampered ain't the word. Like, you could absolutely kill it right now. How's he going to get elite level recruits? You know, he's already, you know, you're losing Chris Moore, right? This isn't anything we don't think you can't get turned around, but right. That started here locally. You decided not to go after Matthew Morrell, so Morrell's going to a different location, at least right now. My point is that if you put this over him, there's always the possibility you can take this opportunity right out from under him. Some of y'all, I can hear you right now, say, well, that's on Penny Hardaway. Again, I would tell you, Penny Hardaway didn't give him that 11-5 back in that day to get him here to Memphis, right? There's no way he could have lined him up. It's not happening. So again, punishing him for that now as a college basketball coach seems off, especially the way you're doing it with how many hammers are in that bag is ridiculous to me. And yes, Penny's absolutely getting punished because he wants to do a job here. He wants to give Memphian something that program hadn't had. And you start talking about infractions cases now on top of this, you're gonna affect his ability to do that. And that's an absolute punishment to a guy that's trying to get the job done more for the fans than he is for himself.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate piece all the way around. But appreciate Pat Forty's time all the same. We will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 90s here on FM, ESPN.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it. And they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers, free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720.
If you go to givemethevin.com, we pioneered the online car purchase. We will come to your house, your office, and pick it up with a check, or we'll pay off your payoff. Do it all electronically at givemethevin.com. I know it sounds a little too good to be true. Take a picture of your deal sheet, send it to givemethevin.com. We'll get you the right money and keep you from underselling your car on trade-in.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVin.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Here's an equation that you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings, so let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you could even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It is basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile each for $30 a month. You will get Internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/saybig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 12-8-19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Shayna, a service tech at Pep Boys. It's important your vehicle is ready to get you and your family through the holidays safely. With nearly 1,000 service and tire centers nationwide, you can depend on the Pep Boys pros to keep you and your vehicle safe. And during this holiday season, Pep Boys is proud to partner with the Marine Toys for Tots program. Bring in a Toys for Tots donation to any Pep Boys and receive a text-in code for a discount off select purchases and services as a thank you for your generosity. Message and data rates may apply. Add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Landers Auto Sales. I was pulling into the gas station last night after the game, after I got back into my my neighborhood, and I'm not even exaggerating when I say this. I was followed into the parking lot by a guy who rolled down his window and said, "Man, I love that vehicle." He's talking about the 2020 Jeep Gladiator. He wanted to know where I got it from. The answer, of course, is Landers Auto Sales. That's where I got it from. They got 2020 Jeep Gladiators on the lot. They are exquisite, beautiful cars. They got those. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, they got you out there on the lot. One of the widest selections in the Mid-South. One of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to get you taken care of. The car buying process, it should be fun. It should be a good time, and it always is down at Lander. So go see my friends down in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can see the whole inventory on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
As an actress and a mother of two, I'm always on the go. Hi, it's Nicole Laurie Parker, and when I'm jetting off to an audition, date night with the hubs, or picking my kids up from school, I do it in my Ford Explorer, the best-selling large SUV in America. It seats seven, so I can fit my whole family and then some. And it's the perfect SUV for a girl's night out. Powerful, sleek, sophisticated. So whether it's Explorer, Escape, or Edge, Ford SUVs are built for people who do it all and who like to look good doing it. Yeah, I love what I do. I love where I'm going. And I love how I'm getting there. Because, baby, I was born to roll. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more. Based on 2018 CV sales of large utilities with three rows, based on Ford segmentation.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. Members can now get up to 25% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our cyber sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
That's the only place I'll go when I'm buying some jewelry. And you know every time you walk in, you're going to get great customer service from Howie and the gang. You know you're going to have a great selection. You know you're going to have the lowest prices. But they got more than just that. They offer a variety of things like the perfect ring guarantee. You pick the diamond, you pick the setting. Robert Irwin puts them together. You get that perfect ring at a perfect price. But if it's not perfect, you got a full year to return your made-to-order engagement ring. They also offer the dollar diamond trade-up. So down the road when the two of you guys, you're settled and you're ready to upgrade that diamond, Robert Irwin Jewelers will let you trade in your diamond toward the purchase of another one, and all you got to do is pay the difference, even if it's as little as a dollar.
Now, I don't have the money that John Martin or Brad Carson got, so I'm a little intimidated when I go into a jewelry store. But don't worry, because Robert Irwin and Howie, Robert Irwin, the team over there, they're going to make you feel at ease no matter what the budget is, and that's important, right? Because you want to be at ease when you're making important decisions. You also want to have an expert, and that'd be Howie and his team. These are important decisions, like we said, so you want to be you want to have important people telling you, and you want to feel important while you're making them. So go see Howie and his team over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They've got great financing options, including zero down. You get up to 72 months to pay. For complete details, you can go to rijewelers.com.
All right. Thanks to Pat Ford for joining us in the last segment. This morning, you're starting to see, you know, I've seen a couple different GoFundMes or things like that for James Wiseman. This was from Jay Williams earlier this morning.
Here's a call to action. I need your help. James Wiseman needs your help. Now, the fact that the NCAA has suspended this young man for 11 games and he also has to pay back $11,500 to a charity is atrocious. I've watched it happen countless times throughout my time doing TV and playing, and that's why I'm using my platform to speak up about it. So since he has to pay back $11,500, but he can't get that money from friends or family because that's another NCAA violation, why don't we, the public, do it for him? My boys over at Game 7 put this together. It's a GoFundMe link. Check it out. It's in my bio. Let's help James Wiseman get a chance to actually fulfill his dream and play for a short stint in college basketball.
So really like, quickly.
Well-intentioned, but can he even do that?
No, you cannot do that.
That's what I thought.
But it's like, what, and, but yeah, I mean, it will be donated to a charity in his honor. So this is not going to be.
Yeah, but he made it sound like let's pay it back so James right. can get on the floor. Come on,
and,
bro.
And it
like,
gets in the to
like
your.
We got folks that could do that here.
Jason, you know to your point, it gets confusing because of the direct connection, right? So it's confusing. Yeah, is it going to him back to the charity, or is it going direct to the charity? Which can happen. So it's right. confusing.
Even saying you're raising it in his name right. because of the extra benefit, because it's, of that, right? It,
right?
That part. So
Giannotto actually wrote a column on that, the whole thing, or one of the guys over at the CA.
Can't touch it. As mm-hmm. much we all would love to help James out here.
Yeah.
I think it's, again, talked about this in the open,
yeah.
that you're charging him the $11,500 from
right.
2 years ago.
Right.
Right, that were probably spent for moving
Trust
expenses.
Trust me, in a year, that's going to be a trip to McDonald's for James Wiseman.
Oh, of
yeah,
course.
I get that. But he can't take out a loan
no,
right
know.
Now as
I
a result, you know, right now
that's
under NCAA
stupid.
Rules based on what he's going to get
that's
then.
Stupid.
Because
right.
that you'd lose his amateur status. That's how ridiculous the system is, Brad.
it's,
that's why we're,
no,
that's,
I'm with you.
That's why some of this is BS.
With you.
Right? It's because the system screwed up. We all know it to be. And yet we get red in the face defending the NCAA on this stuff.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. NCAA needs to reopen the book and rewrite the book.
No mm-hmm. doubt. Or just, you know, just govern with a little bit of sense.
Sensibilities, you know? Right.
I mean, that's all. You know, just like, I mean, you know, actually, like, you know, don't just throw the book at cases.
Right.
You know, like yeah. just look at them, examine them. You know, is this unique? Is this different?
Mm-hmm.
You know, take some time, you know, to do that. And, you know. It's wishful thinking, and obviously I think we at this point we know what the deal is with the NCAA. But the funds raised for that campaign, if you want to contribute to it, it's totally up to you. But they say that the funds raised for the campaign will be donated to a charity. They don't specify which one, but a charity in James's honor. So do with that information what you will. It's on Jay Williams' Twitter account. They've raised $4,000 so far mm-hmm. for this go. It's not yeah. It is a GoFundMe. Whoever Game 7 is. So anyway, there you go. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Little personal story here. John did a little Bible study yesterday. Told you some of this, so it's not all mm-hmm. secret. But it went so well, I was asked to preach on Sunday, first time ever.
Ooh.
So what I'm going to do tonight is prepare for that. I'm nervous. I never knew that or never thought that this, you know, might be a road for me. But, yeah, a little Bible study. You think, oh, okay, I'll teach that. A little growth, right?
That's right.
Teach the, right, right?
That's fantastic.
But when you're asked afterwards, ma'am, can you bring that message to Sunday?
Yeah.
It was something my wife was proud of me for.
Absolutely.
And so I thought, initially I'm thinking, what? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't have them. But then I thought, you know what? That's a growth. That's
mm-hmm.
growth in yourself and everything else. And so anyway, to a little personal story. I'll be working on what I'm going to say on Sunday, fine tuning that Wednesday Bible study to do my first, I guess, sermon on Sunday.
I'm proud of you.
Kind of weird to say because I never thought that this would be me, but apparently it was a. There was some message there, John. It was enough that we're going to tell it again on Sunday.
Can you share just a little bit?
Yes, Jesus wants us to be different. That was the title of that. He wants us, John, to be different. You know how we're always, you know, trying to find approval on both sides,
yes.
Right? And for me, it was even a little bit of white, black, which side, you know, all that.
Right.
Well, don't look for people's approval, as we know. Galatians 10:1 tell you, John, God's approval. That's who we're
Galatians
all. Anyway,
I
nice.
Like it
was a good message. We talk about code switching, talk about a lot. And I'm going to do it again on Sunday. So I'm going to try to fine-tune it. There's my little personal story for you, ladies.
That's awesome.
That's my check.
I'm proud of you as well.
Thank you.
Because
I kind of feel that. I think you're being genuine.
No question.
I can look in your eyes and tell you you're genuine.
I am very proud of you.
I'm trying
I know
to
this
grow,
is,
John.
This has been something that, you know, and you've told your story before. I'm not telling anybody that it's something they don't know, but you were not always on this path.
Oh, my gosh. I was on a path to destruction.
And you recognized on your own volition that, hey, I need to make some changes in my life.
Absolutely.
And I need to get closer to God. And not only did you get closer to God, but you got a position at your church as a deacon, you know, and you have embraced it, and you, obviously you're growing. And as a friend and as a brother, I'm awfully proud of you.
And I appreciate that. God is good.
I grow by being on the show with you. I mean that. Like, it's made a difference. I'm a confirmation mentor this year to a young man who's an eighth grader, and
I think
about
you
a lot.
That.
Yeah,
I worship Satan.
No, John, I think
don't.
I do
We're
think
you
that
from that.
Little samples are getting in there someplace, just a little bit at a time. I don't know how much, but just a little bit at a time.
Yes.
I never thought I would say this, but the Phoenix Suns are 7-6, and the Pelicans are 5-9 tonight. They're part of this TNT doubleheader, and then we get to watch Melo before that playing the Bucks. The Bucks will win that game. But
Jason has been forecasting the rise of the Phoenix Suns for 3 years.
They're here.
Finally,
they are.
Those,
they've arrived.
Those tickets
ain't
are coming
no
home to roost.
You ain't got to do it like that, brother, because the people that really listen, they know it ain't been 3 years.
Up.
Those tickets
I've been
are coming
on this.
Home to roost.
They got them a point guard, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
The October 10, 2016 was the day of our first show.
It's your day.
And the second thing that Jason said was, watch out for those Phoenix Suns.
You a damn lie. Lord, I'm sorry. Got me back person. I'm sorry.
No one is more validated about the Suns than Jason.
There's also this football game is pretty hot tonight. I mean, they got 2-6-4 teams.
No, it's actually huge for the Raiders because, obviously, whatever happens in that division, you know, you would much rather the Colts lose this game because you have the head-to-head over the Colts. You lost to the Texans, so you'd much rather the Texans run away with the division. I believe the Texans are at home tonight, so we need the Texans to take care of business. I suspect they will. Indianapolis will not have their starting running back. The great return of the Mac, Marlon Mack. He's out with a broken hand. So anyway, that'll be a good one on Fox, 7 o'clock tonight. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Thanks to Adam Fuller. Thanks to Stu Brown. And thanks to Pat Forty. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let's talk about service and promises. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, the oldest real estate company in town, celebrating our 150th year this year. Have you tried reaching someone for service recently? How hard has it been? Has someone sold you a product and you were disappointed? I've been there just like you. That is why my real estate business is based on satisfaction before, during, and after the sale. You may have heard the corny phrase, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Well, it's true. No rash promises, just a highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, do yourself a favor. Always make sure and talk to 2 to 3 brokers and let me be one of them. I'm Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Tennessee has never been a stranger to progress. And with all the changes going on, people want an affordable way to protect their families, which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. At Farm Bureau Health Plans, helping people find peace of mind has never gone out of style. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
I have a new favorite brunch spot in the city. It's Rail Garden, that lively place on Central, where every Sunday they offer the Big Brass Brunch with a delicious New Orleans-inspired menu, mimosa setups, and a Bloody Mary bar, NFL football on the big screen, and live music from the Mighty Souls Brass Band. Seriously, it's a whole lot of fun, it's delicious, and it's every Sunday, 11 to 3. Check it out on Facebook or just stop by. That's Rail Garden, 2166 Central Avenue, or online at railgarden.com.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.